Unit 9. Payment. Conversation 1.
We should be prudent when doing business, but you will also agree with me that we should not get overcautious. You know our company. It's no longer the tiny company as it was 20 years ago. It is not due to financial difficulty that we ask for payment by DA or DP. Here is our annual report of last year. You can see from this report that we enjoy a very solid financial standing.
Your present standing is impressive. But a business firm future is somewhat unpredictable, don't you agree?
I'm afraid I can't go along with you so long as my company is concerned. How can I convince you? Well, if you still feel insecure, let me meet you halfway and pay the first consignment by sign LC and the second by site DP. You will not lose a penny if you accept this agreement, but it will save us a great deal.
Well, please give me some time. I'll consult with my colleagues.
Sure.
Well, it's already 11:30 and I'm a bit hungry. Shall we adjourn for lunch now and resume the negotiations at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes, I need to re-energize myself, too.
Good afternoon. I've got good news for you.
Yes?
We agree to accept the terms of payment you proposed this morning.
Thank you so much.
We accept your proposal with an eye on our future relationship. We believe that our relationship can't last long without mutual understanding and mutual concession.
I can't agree more.
We've reached an agreement on payment in this spirit. I hope this spirit will guide us in solving all other problems.
So do I.
Let's sit down to talk about the details.
Okay.
Conversation 2.
I wonder whether you can quote us on FOB basis.
Yes, we can give you prices both FOB and CIF. You can compare them and see for yourself which price is better for you.
Good. Now about another point. Do you allow me a commission?
As a rule, our prices do not include commission.
Is it added to your prices if you do?
We can quote you either CIF or CNF plus commission, if you prefer.
I usually get a commission of 3% for every deal. So I'd like you to quote me on CIFC 3% or CNFC 3%.
We'll do that.
Another thing, I'm on commission. I first have to make sure that there's buyers. I'd like a firm offer and then time to push the sales.
Our offers are usually good for 3 days.
Well, I hope you'll make it longer.
That depends very much on market conditions. However, we'll do what we can for you.
Thank you very much. Now, what about payment?
Our terms of payment are by irrevocable LC, payment by site draft against presentation of shipping documents.
I see.
As you probably know, the LC should reach us 30 days before the month of shipment. And if an order is booked for prompt shipment, the LC should be faxed.
Right. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Conversation 3.
I'm glad to say that we've settled the price, quality, and quantity of the transaction. Now, what about the terms of payment?
We only accept payment by confirmed, irrevocable letter of credit.
As this is the first transaction, I would suggest that you give us more favorable terms. What about DA?
Sorry. Payment by LC is our usual practice with all customers. As a matter of fact, LC protects the seller as well as the buyer.
Then is DP acceptable to you?
I'm afraid we must insist upon our usual form.
To tell you frankly, in opening a letter of credit with a bank, I have to pay a deposit that will tie up my funds.
You might consult with your bank and see if it can reduce the required deposit to a minimum.
Still, there will be certain bank charges. To meet each other halfway, what do you say to 50% by LC and the balance by DP?
I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid I can't promise even that. We do require payment by LC.
Well, I'll think it over. By the way, when must I open the LC if I want the goods to be delivered in June?
A month before shipment.
Very well. I'll arrange for the LC as soon as I get home.
The sooner we get your LC, the sooner shipment can be effected.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to be of help. Conversation 4.
We've talked over the price. Now let's come to the terms of payment.
Right, that's what I was going to say. As usual, our terms of payment are by confirmed, irrevocable letter of credit, payable by site draft.
You see, the world market has been rather dull recently. Besides, our exchange quota is rather limited. So we'd like to use DA in this transaction.
I'm afraid we cannot accept DA. We find it necessary to handle our business on an LC basis, at least for the time being.
Payment by LC involves additional expenses for us. This leaves us no margin of profit at your terms of payment.
You know quite well that Chinese goods enjoy an excellent reputation in foreign markets. Moreover, there is at present in vogue for Chinese goods. The article you are interested in is greatly in demand and it sells especially well. The quick turnover will, of course, not only offset your LC expenses, but also give you satisfactory profit.
It doesn't pay to adopt LC terms for an order as small as ours. The limited profit is not even enough to balance the additional expenses.
Well, we agree to DP at site. That's the best we can do.
It seems I have to take things as they are.
When the goods are dispatched, we'll issue a site draft against you, which will be sent together with the shipping documents through a remitting bank to the collecting bank at your end. It is understood that you are to honor it upon presentation.
I'll try to prove to you my credit.
We trust you and hope you'll live up to your credit.
Surely I will.
We're having a little trouble selling the goods, so we want to ask if we can defer payment until the end of the month.
I can't accept that, because this will be the second time you have not met the agreed payment schedule. I will get in trouble if I let you defer again.
Okay. Would it be all right if we make the initial payment in 2 weeks and then pay in 1 month installments after that?
I'll have to check with my manager, but I think it will be all right if you promise there will be no more delays after that.
Conversation 5.
There is another thing we have to discuss, that is, your terms of payment.
Well, when we deal with a new customer, we want the payment to be made by confirmed and irrevocable letter of credit, payable against shipping documents.
Payment by LC is the safest method, but rather complicated.
That's our usual practice, because we're sure we'll get the right amount of money that way.
The point is that to open an LC with a bank does mean additional expenses.
I'm sorry, that can't be helped. Our company only allows us to do business by irrevocable LC.
If that is the case, do you think you could accept a time LC and allow us to delay payment, say, 60 days after site?
Payment by site LC is quite usual in the international trade. We usually demand payment by LC available by draft at site. But to encourage more orders, we could consider your request.
Thank you. You've been most helpful. I'll open the LC 30 days before the date of shipment.
How long should the LC be valid?
It should be valid for 15 days after the date of shipment.
Could you tell me what documents we should provide?
A complete list of bills of lading, 3 invoices, 6 packing lists, an export license, an insurance policy, and a certificate of inspection. I suppose that's all.
You didn't mention the certificate of origin. I think your country can reduce the duty on goods from China.
Oh, quite right. The certificate of origin must be provided. Otherwise, I have to pay more duty when clearing this customs.
You can rest assured that all these documents will be provided in line with your requirements.
Thank you.
So, for this order, valuing $500,000, we pay an installment. That is, payment will be spread over 5 shipments during the 5 years.
That's right, but you should issue a time draft for $200,000, covering the value of the first partial shipment.
I see. By the way, when will the draft fall due?
On May 21st, 2007. Please see that the draft for the first partial shipment will reach us for our acceptance at the time of the contract being signed.
Surely we will.
As to the goods, we'll send them to your country in 5 different lots within 5 years.
Conversation 6. Mr. Green, it's so good to see you again. How long has it been since we've met each other the last time? About 6 or 7 months?
Oh, hello, Miss Smith. How are you? Yes, that's right. It's about that long. How are you doing? Pretty good, I imagine.
Actually, not so good. That's why we made a special trip here to see you.
Okay, let me hear it. I'd be glad to help if I can.
Good. I want to discuss with you the mode of payment for the construction of the Optical Research Center under negotiation.
Well, I trust that your presence will hasten the settlement of payment terms.
Before going into details, I would like to explain to you our financial position.
It's very kind of you, but the name of your firm itself speaks of your financial position.
Well, yes, but you know the process of manufacture of the complete set of equipment and its accessories and parts requires as much as 5 years and involves a tremendous sum of money. During the process of manufacture, we advance the cost for the main machines we produce, and besides this, there are large sums to be paid to our subcontractors for the manufacture of accessories and parts.
But for an enterprise of your size, an order from us will certainly not embarrass you financially.
Well, in fact, it is beyond our financial capability.
In what way can we solve the problem?
Have you considered the possibility of a buyer's credit?
Yes, but the sum is large. It must be provided by a group of banks.
So we propose your company apply to the Citibank for a long-term loan. 6 months before each shipment, you, through the Citibank, open in our favor an irrevocable, divisible LC, which is to remain valid for 2 months.
I'm afraid your proposal is not realistic. Just suppose the Citibank agrees to grant us a loan. Allow us to open an LC in your favor. It seems we've opened an account with the Citibank.
Yes. As soon as the Citibank grants you a loan, it's the same as if you deposited the loan in that bank.
That won't do. The value involved in the transaction is so large that both interest and bank charge for LC must also be great, which will certainly increase the cost of the project.
To help us make this transaction possible, we may exceptionally consider reducing our price a little if you apply for loan.
Really? How much would you like to reduce?
1%.
It is too little. How about 2%?
1.5%. We can't go further.
Well, we'll accept your suggestion.
That's fine. If you have no other question, then it's settled.
All right. We'll try our best.